It's time for Food for Thought here on KKCQ. We have another MCCL update to pass along. And joining us in the studio this morning is Marguerite Roux. Good morning, Marguerite.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for stopping by. And you are on a list of a lot of people that have been joining us on Food for Thought lately, talking about different aspects of MCCL. And today you're talking about stress after the fact of an abortion.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, I'll let you take it away.
All right. Many people think that abortion is a simple medical procedure used to end an unwanted pregnancy, and then life goes on as usual with no after effects. Some people may be able to pass an abortion off without looking back, but those people are very few and far between. A very high percentage of women who undergo an abortion suffer from some form of post-abortion stress. I don't know of any woman who has ever forgotten that she had an abortion. The long and short of it is that abortion is a decision you make today and live with for the rest of your life. I don't intend to try to scare people out of having an abortion, but the psychological after effects of an abortion should be thought about and considered before the decision is made. Post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, is a condition of having severe negative reactions associated with an event. These reactions last long after the event has ended and interfere with one's life. Common symptoms include intrusive thoughts, such as nightmares and flashbacks, avoidance of reminders of the event, hyperactivity, and other cognitive issues. PTSD can be caused by a host of different things. These include childhood trauma, war, rape, accidents, or even just witnessing disturbing events. What causes PTSD in one person will not necessarily cause PTSD in everyone else. People react to things in very different ways. Post-abortion stress syndrome, or PASS, is a name that describes certain PTSD-like reactions to abortion. These include avoidance of things that trigger memories about abortion, feelings of discomfort when around babies, or nightmares about babies or the procedure. It can also include self-punishing behaviors such as self-harm, severe depression, and mental distress. When discussing post-traumatic stress symptoms, many tend to doubt that abortion causes PTSD. Indeed, pro-choice advocates often accuse others of making up PASS to further political goals. It is, however, indisputable that many women experience symptoms of PTSD associated with abortions. When women undergo abortions, all criteria for a triggering event are met. First, whether one views the unborn child as a person or not, its destruction is an experience of death. Second, many abortions are invasive procedures which can evoke feelings of sexual violation. Lastly, women can experience bodily injury in the form of pain, bleeding, and organ damage. Additionally, many men experience symptoms of post-abortion stress syndrome after abortions as well, even though the procedure doesn't happen to them. Abortions often affect them deeply and leave them hurting terribly. PTSD can arise from witnessing something happen to someone close to you, and these men's trauma is real. While every abortion may qualify as an exposure to trauma, not everyone who is exposed to it develops PASS. Some may develop symptoms associated with the traumatic event, while others are less affected by it. Of all the victims of abortion, it is perhaps the mother and the father who are the most neglected of all. For pro-life advocates, the death of an innocent child tends to be the focus. For pro-choice advocates, acknowledging the parents as victims would weaken their own position. Nevertheless, the reality is that those who obtain abortions are also victims. The trauma they experience both during and after abortion is rarely given the attention it deserves. But the trauma is real, and those who suffer from it need help.
Marguerite, you brought up a good point as far as men are concerned. In fact, I was going to bring that up because we hear so much about the physical aspect of abortions. But even if the man and the woman are in agreement on the abortion process, that doesn't mean there won't be stress afterwards.
Exactly, Tom. And just the thought of it, too, that will be with him for the rest of his life as well, knowing that that occurred.
You know, and I wonder sometimes if they go on to have children, there's always, you know,
that one, thought, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Of that occurrence.
Yep. Well, very good. You did a very nice job, and we thank you for joining us on Food for Thought.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Marguerite Roux with our MCCL update on Food for Thought here on KKCQ. We thank Marguerite for stopping out, and we thank you for joining us this morning on Food for Thought here on KKCQ.